upon marrying his wife, who had represented herself to be a virgin, discovered on their wedding day that she was not a virgin. And so he sued to set aside that marriage on the basis that she had defrauded him and misrepresented her virginity. It caused such a furor in the whole French nation. They said, how could you ever expect anybody in this day and age to be pure, to be a virgin? But the court held for that Muslim man because of pornea, except for the cause of fornication. Exactly what Jesus was talking about in addressing the Hebrew culture, which was the same kind of culture, the Middle Eastern culture, as this Muslim man. It's not that difficult to understand. It's just that we don't want to. Is that right, Dan?
I believe so. It's not difficult.
All right.
But you have to want to learn.
Well, I appreciate so much your bringing this book to us, Except for Fornication. $5, friends. $5. There's no justification for your not exposing yourself to the truth. $5. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. Go before the Lord. If you find yourself in this situation, friend, I weep for your situation. I really do. So does God. Become a partner, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Friends, we've got to get it right. Jesus is coming soon. Only for a holy bride.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday. And we'll be glad to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And again, our number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-888. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And first of all, there's a lot of people wondering, is there going to be a war over there in the Middle East? Is America going to go to war with Iran? And if it does, what is it going to mean to the average citizen in America? Certainly, our men will be over there, our soldiers, and they, many of them may be badly injured as a result of this, but maybe it'll just be a very minor war and everything will be just quieting down. But is that what's going to happen? Well, first of all, I can tell you, as far as there's going to be a war in Iran, with Iran, no, there's not going to be a war coming up, because we're already at war with Iran. We have been financing terrorist organizations over in Iran for the last 4 years. We gave an organization known as MEEK, M-E-K, about $400 million about 4 years ago, to disrupt Iran. Now, that is an act of war. When you finance a terrorist organization to overthrow the government a duly elected government of a nation, that is an act of war, and that's what we did. Recently, within the last 2 weeks, why we took MEK off the list of terrorist organizations. It had been there for several decades, and now we've taken it off. Is it somehow that's going to alleviate or modify what we did? But we've been funding terrorist organizations over there, bombing and killing and assassinating in Iran. That's an act of war. And everybody listening to this program certainly is responsible because they're using our tax money to fund the CIA, which is funding MEK, which is killing people in Iran, and has been doing it for 4 years. Furthermore, we put sanctions on Iran. That is an act of war. That's what we did with Japan, certainly prior to World War II. That's how we forced Japan to attack the United States, as Japan didn't have any oil. And we put an oil embargo so they couldn't buy oil anywhere in the world. They had no choice. They couldn't buy it. Oil from the Dutch in Indonesia, and you couldn't operate any sort of an industrialized society without oil. We pushed Japan into attacking us. They knew the attack was coming. They left the Americans at Pearl Harbor to die. How do I know that? Well, I personally went through the personal papers of Secretary of War Stimson, and there I found in his diary, and I have copies of it, where he said he went to the White House on November 25th, and President Roosevelt said the Japanese will attack probably by next Monday. Well, it was a week after that, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're going to talk about whatever you want to. Well, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, the coming war is not going to be just a minor incident. It is going to change the very structure of America. I'm firmly convinced of that based upon the biblical prophecies.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course it's Open Line Wednesday, so whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question, but I'm simply talking about what's going on over in the Near East. And basically, I don't know how many of you listened to our program last night when we had Cheryl Hancock on, and Cheryl is our correspondent over in Israel, and we support Cheryl, and she gives us an update on what's going on in Israel once a month, and last night she had some amazing things to say. One of the things is she commented that she's been to the airport to meet Jewish people who are leaving from America, predominantly from America, and moving to Israel as permanent residents, leaving their homes here, leaving their secure jobs, leaving the security of America to move to Israel. And here Israel is on the verge of being plunged into a major war. And a number of young men, along young Israel boys, 18, 19, 20, are leaving their families here and moving to Israel so they can join the Israel Defense Force. And when she asked these people, why are you doing this? Why are you moving to Israel? Why are you coming over here to join the independent Israel Defense Force, IDF? And the answer is always a little hesitant. Well, I don't know. So many of them say, I don't know, I just have a feeling I am to be here at this time. Now, from a purely rational point of view, you do not leave your security of the United States to go to Israel, where Israel is on the verge of a major war. Could be a chemical war, could be a biological warfare, could be a nuclear war. Usually if there's going to be a war, people try to get away from there. But the Israeli Jewish citizens from America are moving to Israel. Why? Well, my personal belief, after I heard what Cheryl had to say, was that God was motivating them to go. I mean, I believe that Israel is there because God wanted it. Yes, there were some wicked people who were involved in building the state of Israel and the background of labor Zionism, who had a different agenda. They're certainly not supporters of traditional Jewish belief. But be that as it may, I believe God, at this time in history, established Israel as an independent nation there. We may not like the people who lead it. We may not like some of the things they're doing. But I believe that Israel is there for a purpose. And I believe Jews are returning to Israel at this time because God is drawing them. And certainly, they may not understand what it's all about, but understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God does rule in the affairs of men. And certainly, a number of Jews, a significant number of Jews, are immigrating to Israel at this time. And, of course, we're looking at a major war coming up. Certainly, the Israelis that Cheryl deals with are all concerned about a possibility of a war. They know that Assad, the ruler of Syria, got all the chemical and biological weapons that Saddam Hussein sent to Syria in the year about 1991. And he's been sitting on those for, 20 years. And, of course, some of those now have been given, some of the biological war weapons have been given to Hezbollah. And the Jewish people are concerned that Hezbollah will put those biological weapons on the missiles. They have about 100,000 missiles and will simply bombard Israel with biological and or chemical weapons. That's why, of course, most of the people over there are hurrying to get a gas mask if they don't already have one. I've heard that actually that most of the people over there do have gas masks, and more anybody who doesn't have one is getting one. And they're preparing for a major war in Israel. This is how the people of Israel are thinking. We know, of course, they're exchanging artillery fire between Turkey and Syria at the present time. Just announced today that the United States is sending a military contingent into Jordan, which will be on the border there between Jordan and Syria, to keep Syria attacking from attacking Jordan. Ladies and gentlemen, why would Syria attack Jordan? Syria's in the middle of a so-called civil war. It's not really a civil war. 95% of all of the people who are fighting in Syria today are not Syrians. They have been brought in from other countries. They're well paid. They're well financed. They're well equipped. Certainly secret, covert special forces units are working out of both Jordan and Turkey. And the United States is arming the rebels, the Al-Qaeda rebels that are fighting in Syria. Of course, we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and fighting and financing Al-Qaeda in Syria. And so many of the things going on don't make sense if you stop and think about them. Well, it's time for those of you out in the audience to give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And personally, it is my belief, and I don't have any documentation on this other than some interviews we did back in 1992, where, of course, at that time we were told by a gentleman who worked for the Republican members of the House of Representatives that at that time Iran already had a couple of atom bombs that she had bought on the open market. You could buy them at that time. That was 1992. Suddenly, Iran has been working to build her nuclear capacity since 1975, when President Ford began giving them the equipment they needed to begin to build the fuel rods to develop a nuclear program. It doesn't take 35 years to build a nuclear weapon. Well, the United States was able to build a nuclear weapon from about 1942. 1945, we had two nuclear bombs. By 1952, we had hydrogen bombs, a number of them they used and set off out there in the middle of the Pacific. I believe, in all probability, Iran does have thermonuclear weapons. Certainly, we've given the plans for the thermonuclear weapons to Pakistan. Pakistan didn't develop those nuclear bombs on their own. We gave it to them. If you haven't read the book, certainly by Sybil Edmonds, or Sybil Edmonds, a Sydney classified woman, you need to get it. And she alludes to the fact that we sent the nuclear secrets, we allowed the nuclear secrets to be given to Pakistan, and they built the nuclear bombs, and I've talked to Sybil personally, and she's confirmed that fact. The United States government allowed the transfer of nuclear technology to Pakistan, and you know very well that they would transfer at least some of that to Iran. We're in the middle, or moving rapidly, I think, towards a major nuclear confrontation in that part of the world, and perhaps even in this part of the world. Iran announced this last week. They have a intermediate-range missile that can go about 1,025 miles, so they can go from Iran into Israel, but it also could go from a ship right into some of the major cities on either the east or the west coast of the United States. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we've got Charles calling from Michigan. Hi, Charles. How are we doing?
We're doing great.
Do you have a question or comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with everything you just said, but it's even a little closer than you would think. I got some friends over in Israel, and they're telling me that they're getting ready to attack Iran right away before the election, and also that there's supposedly three little mini-subs off of the east coast of the U.S., and they're going to let off a couple EMPs. And so by the 6th of November, or before the 6th of November, if you don't got your water and your food, you're going to have a big problem.
Well, now, who has those three mini subs? Is that Israel or is that Iran?
Iran.
Of course, we've heard that, and certainly, as you know, we did a series of programs on the possibility of an EMP, that's electromagnetic pulse attack. And one of the people that we interviewed was a very well-informed individual back from Washington, D.C., and he said the Iranians have been talking publicly about and possibility of launching an EMP attack on the United States. They have certainly some very sophisticated missiles. They've actually fired them up into the stratosphere a couple hundred miles, as they would do if they were going to launch an EMP attack on America. And the fact that few people here have ever heard of it is very disturbing to me. If this is really true, and I believe this gentleman that we had on our program is authoritative, then this information is being intentionally suppressed from the American people. So I share your concern, Charles. And once again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have any thoughts or comments on what Charles just said, or what I've said, give us a call. Go ahead, Charles. Charles, are you there? Well, I hope we didn't lose Charles. Charles, are you there or not? I guess we lost Charles then. All right, if you're out there, interesting that Charles, certainly the information that he was putting out is very, very similar to some of the information we are getting. Now, whether there's going to be an attack before the election, I hope and pray that's not the case. But, of course, we just don't know. We do know that Netanyahu has called for new elections in Israel, probably in January or in February. Charles? No, Charles. Okay, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and would like to know what you think. Do you think there's going to be a war over there? Do you think it's going to be just a very minor little war, not affect America at all, or we'll lose a few hundred or a few thousand troops, but unless it's your son or your father or your brother who dies, most Americans really aren't concerned, as they should be, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And America certainly has a massive military that's being used to bring about a world government. And behind that are the powerful spirits of forces described in the Bible. Why isn't the United States mentioned in prophecy, or is the United States mentioned? When they talk about, alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots, the nation, of course, that has turned against God. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you're out there, give us a call. We'd like to know what you think. What are your concerns?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Dan, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we were just talking to Rich from Aromas, California, who is making preparations for an EMP attack. And basically, he's talked about how he's been able to get a Faraday cage and put a lot of things into that. So certainly, he would be able to generate electricity. And basically, what an EMP attack does is wipe out electricity. And of course, it wipes out your hospitals. It wipes out your gas stations. It wipes out the very structure of society. And the only thing you would have would be your American military, armed to the teeth, maintaining law and order. But local governments and local societies would cease to exist, and America as we know it would no longer exist. Is this a possibility? It certainly is very interesting to me that we know from other sources, from sources we've talked to in Washington, D.C., that Iran is planning on an EMP attack on America if they are attacked. And this is how they would be. Certainly, they've actually been experimenting with this. They have intermediate-range missiles, short-range missiles that they can actually put a nuclear device up a couple of hundred miles into the stratosphere. And they've actually practicing that. Now, if that's true, why don't we ever hear about it? You'll certainly want to get our four-tape set on EMP attacks when we actually have that ready. Hopefully, we'll have that tape set ready before long. But, of course, one of the speakers at our conference here on the 21st of October is going to be Ambassador Henry Cooper, and he's going to be talking about the very real danger of an EMP attack. And he's in contact with all of the experts on that. He actually works for a think tank back in Washington, D.C., that is deeply concerned about certainly the things that may very well happen to America, not only the possibility of a nuclear attack, but the very real possibility of an EMP attack. And, of course, if you've seen this program that's on television on NBC on Monday evening, of course, about called Revolution, basically they're talking about what happens to America, indeed, what happens to the world when the lights go out. And anything else you want to say, Rich?
Well, if people have ever not been to that conference, I encourage you to go. It is so informational impact, and it's just so full of electricity. If everybody wants to go to learn, it's like a bunch of sponges sitting down there. And the information that the speakers give is just phenomenal. It's just great. So I encourage anyone, if you live locally or even if you can make it, you should really, really go. Bring your pencil, bring your tablet because the schooling is very, very intense.
All right, Brian, well, I appreciate your bringing that out. And I would just point out that's the 21st of October. That's a week from this coming Sunday. We have to have our reservations in this week because we're serving lunch and we have to know how many people are going to be there. Next Monday will be the last day we'll accept reservations. And again, the number to call is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Anything else you want to say, Rich, before we let you go?
Yes, there is. Reverend Lindsay mentioned you 2 days ago on the Alex Jones show that he's been sharing some of the things regarding the elitist, and he's going to be back on for an hour and a half on the Alex Jones show tomorrow, which will be Friday. No, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday.
Anyway, well, I'm sure that they'll get a lot of great information out. Both Alex and Lindsay do a great job. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Rich.
Thank you, Grandpa. Have a good night.
You too. Good night. God bless. And this, let's go to Tim, who's calling from Illinois. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And let's go to Tim from Illinois. Hi, Tim. How are we doing?
Oh, great, Dr. Stan. Concerning the election, I was concerned, quite skeptical, whether it was in the fix back in January, but just recently I had this political epiphany. Where is George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld, all these great conservative Republicans? Where are they hiding, Dr. Stan? Why don't they come forth and support Mitt Romney?
I think that they really are. I think that Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, they're new conservatives, neoconservatives, and so is George Bush. But of course they're hanging back because I don't think that they want, of course, to detract from Romney. There are a lot of people who remember the terrible things that they did. They created this whole financial problem. They got us involved in unnecessary wars. They would hurt Romney a lot more than they would help him. And I think that they are very wisely, from their point of view, simply not involved in talking about Romney's candidacy. And, of course, right now it looks like that Romney's going to win. I think this whole thing is being staged. And I think the decisions are already made as who's going to win. We'll be back in a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Oh, this is Open Line Wednesday. We have Tim from Illinois calling, and Chris, he is expressing his concern about the abortion policies and the contraception and the sterilization here in America, and I'm certainly agreeing with him. Also pointing out that in recent years, we have an active program of euthanasia. It's called hospice. It's called certainly filling out forms having to do with end-of-life care. And all these talk about end-of-life care is really simply a cover for killing the elderly. And they say, well, you wouldn't want to have certainly extraordinary care when you're getting older. You wouldn't want to go in the hospital and be kept alive artificially for weeks or months with tubes in your chest and tubes in your stomach and tubes in your airway and tubes in your bowel. You wouldn't want that, would you? That's extraordinary care, and that is. And if I was faced with that, I wouldn't want that. But extraordinary care is never defined in any of the things you sign. And extraordinary care can be something like giving you food and water, and they are actively withholding it in many instances in America today, and killing the elderly or giving them excessive amounts of morphine simply to do them in. Tim, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Well, you as a doctor, medical doctor, Stan, this business of assisted suicide, how infidignitatum, how disgraceful is that to you, being a medical doctor?
It's pretty horrible, and I'm offended by what's happening, and I'm offended that some doctors go along with it. Perhaps they think they're helping the patient out, but it should be not up to us to decide when the patient dies. That's up to God. Thanks very much for calling,
Terry. Thank you,
Terry.
Sir. Good night.
Bye-bye. And bye-bye, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you're out there, you'd have a question. The 464 is the number here in the Central Coast of California. So that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we've got Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee, how are we doing?
Well, fairly well, all things considered.
All right, fine. Do you have something you'd like to talk about?
Yes. If I'd had any doubts before about the fraud of the Romney candidacy, they were laid to rest today by Joyce Riley. I would totally commend to your listeners her hours 2 and 3.
Well, Joyce does a good job, and certainly, basically, we have a choice of two bad candidates. But that is the choice that has been made for us. Certainly, well, Congressman Ron Paul, they cheated. They did everything they could to prevent him from, in many states, we actually won the election from having his delegates actually selected and allowed to go to the convention. It's all fraudulent. I agree with you. And I agree with you that certainly neither one of these candidates certainly is deserving of our support. Anything else, Dee? Would you like to talk a little bit about what you heard today or your feelings on this?
Well, definitely. She had a revisionist patriot Mormon, and then for balance she had Sheriff Richard Mack, who I admire greatly, defending what is basically a Romney endorsement. And it was a very good give and take, and she is so diplomatic and kind to both of the gentlemen. But Albert Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And if we keep voting for contemptuous enemies of the Constitution, we're going to get more contemptuous enemies of the Constitution. And for the Republican Party to ever get past insurgency and overcome the Whig Party in the 18th century, or was it the 19th century, it took a lot of cycles to do that, and people take too short of a view. And I think this is a malady that dispensational Christians have. I include myself in there. I'm a dispensational Christian. I believe in the doctrine of imminency. I think Jesus could come at any time. However, we have to have a long plan also, and the two candidates are just simply unacceptable. We have a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, honest socialist, and we have a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, dishonest socialist. And I would just urge you, get Virgil Good on Radio Liberty if you can. Get Gary Johnson on Radio Liberty if you can.
All right, fine. Well, I think I certainly would not disagree with anything you said. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Only that I would challenge my fellow dispensationalists that what kind of pipsqueak God do we worship when we believe that God could not use a second Barack Obama administration to judge America, or for that matter, a brand new Romney administration.
Well, I think the one thing is God is going to judge America, and it's
indeed.
Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and I shudder when I think what's going to happen.
I do too.
God bless you. Thanks very much
God
for
talking
to Ian. Try to get those people up there and in Post Falls, Idaho, listening to our program, okay?
All right.
God bless, and let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Our telephone number, again, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's Open Line Wednesday. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let me simply mention, as far as the election is concerned, you have a choice between two establishment candidates. And basically, they're running both of them, they control both of them, they're financing both of them, and both of them will do as they're told. And if they don't, they'll just simply take them on a trip to Dallas, a one-way trip to Dallas. Now, should you vote? Yes, you should vote. You should vote for your congressman. And if you don't have a decent person running, you should help finance somebody in another area who is going to be doing a good job. Certainly my friend Art Robinson up there in Oregon is an excellent candidate. I'm sure there are good people running for Congress and the Senate across America. But, of course, what you want to do is vote for your state and your county and your local offices. If we're going to take America back, it's going to have to be from the bottom up, not from the top down, because the Brotherhood of Darkness controls the top. Well, let's go now, right now, to Mike from Scotts Valley. Go right ahead, Mike.
Hi, Stan. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my first point that I wanted to bring up was, in regard to the upcoming election. Not sure if you've seen the documentary at all, Annulment, A Rightful Remedy. Amendment Center?
No, I haven't. What is it, a DVD? Is it a YouTube? What is it?
It's a DVD.
All right. The importance of the Constitution. You know, they don't teach the Constitution in schools. They don't teach it in law schools. Most people don't understand the Constitution. This is why we push the Institute on the Constitution, try to get people to study the Constitution, to understand the Constitution. It's a very simple document. It limits the power of what the federal government should do and sets up a system of checks and balances to restrict the power of government so men could be free. That is what America was initially all about, and that's simply been forgotten. I agree with you that certainly what's going on today is simply unforgivable, but we have to have the American people behind us. We have to educate them. That has got to be what we've got to do, and this is why I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and I hope you're talking to people all the time, explaining to them what's going on, explaining to them that liberty and limited government, limited federal government are synonymous, and we also need to limit our state, our county, and our local governments as well. Anything else, Mike?
I agree, and additionally, on the local front, regarding Agenda 21, I know that Michael Shaw is going to be one of the panel speakers on the Radio Liberty Seminar coming up here. I'm looking forward to getting registered for that. I know that's coming up.
You better register because we have to have the registrations in this week. So call.
I'll call tomorrow and do that. Now,
okay, fine. Go ahead.
Locally up in Scotts Valley, you know, there's a development up there that is happening on Scotts Valley Drive there. And that's encroachment on private property. They're continuing on with the progress of that development. But my attention goes to that as another local affront to this progress of Agenda 21 hitting on the local front, and just how even sometimes. You know, members of city councils and they're in agreement.
Okay, fine. Well, you've got to work that out. Remember that this is a national program, and so most people aren't too interested in something on Scotts Valley Drive. But what we need to do is get responsible local government and let people do what they want to with their property as long as it's not going to hurt others. Hey, we're going to have to run, Mike. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the conference. And
Yes. Let's
go to Richard. Let's go to Richard, who's calling from upstate New York. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Richard, are you listening to us on the stations there, Utica or Attica?
Yes, sir. I'm listening on Utica.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment?
I have a comment. I've been very surprised at Obama's lackadaisical attitude towards election, and it just kept making me wondering. And at first I expected that they were going to have some type of using the Wall Street protesters to cause civil disobedience, but since we've been talking about Iran, and I think that Iran would rather have Obama than Romney, if they had the capacity for this nuclear weapon to shut down the United States, and if they were able to deploy it around election time, Obama would just declare martial law. He wouldn't have to worry about the election. He'd be able to destroy the country he hates. He'd be in good with the Muslims. And that would definitely be a judgment on our country.
Well, but remember, Richard, God is going to determine what's going to happen. Maybe God is going to punish America using Barack Obama. But I fear what I am increasingly concerned about is God's judgment coming on America. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, except that all believing Christians, although it'll be difficult, God will definitely look out for us too. It's our job to lead others to Christ and get them under that umbrella too. But I enjoy your show, and I listen every night. You have a good night, Doctor.
God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Richard. That's Richard from upstate New York. Let's go to Jim, who's calling us from Detroit, Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Jim. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you so very much for taking my call. I was calling your call screener. First time I ever heard this program. And
hope you'll start listening on a regular basis, because we will tell you what nobody else will tell you. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, plus a weekend program. Plus, of course, a lot of other people's programs. We do a program in England every Wednesday at Sydney and Birmingham. So you'll get an entirely different view of what's going on here at Radio Liberty. But did you have a question or comment?
Question and also a comment. Question is, the woman who was on two callers prior, and I was telling you, call screen, I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. We got the two candidates there. And I hear in your program there's a Christian theme behind your program, and that's why I told your call screener, how can Mitt Romney not be a slam dunk to vote for when I cannot with a clear conscience vote for a man who says he is for abortion, he loves abortion, and he's also for gay marriage. I mean, in my way of thinking, how could I possibly vote for that guy?
Well, I think you have to, Jim. I'm not asking you to vote for either candidate. Why? Well, basically, of course, if you want to know what's really going on today, there was a professor. He was a liberal college professor from. He taught at Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown University, where he stayed the rest of his life. And basically, of course, his most famous student was a man named William Jefferson Clinton. But Professor Quigley, who I've spent many years studying, wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope, of History of the World in Our Time. On pages 1246 and 1247, he said this: look, we have two political parties, and basically they are established so that the people can go to the polls every 4 years to throw the rascals out. But at the end, why, the foreign and domestic policy stays exactly the same. And Professor Quigley was writing about the secret group that controlled America at that time. The book was published in 1966. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. I've spent many weeks back going through Professor Quigley's papers. I almost feel I know him, although he had died by the time I went back. But I talked to his wife, and I talked to his mistress, and I talked to his best friends, and I talked to many of his students. And Professor Quigley understood that there's a small little group that controls both political parties and makes mockery of the electoral process. And when you understand that, you'll begin to understand what's going on. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. They're both bad. And basically, Mitt Romney, there's an article that recently put out by our good friend Pat Wood. Do you know what the Trilateral Commission is, Jim?
You want to know something that Dr. Stan, I read a book about that a good 20 or 25 years ago.
Well, I hope you
Illuminati,
remember.
The Trilateral Commission, the Illuminati, and another group.
Well, basically,
don't come to mind right
okay,
now.
Fine. What you need to do is get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't want to put the money out, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and simply watch the talk from which the book came. But I hope you keep listening, Jim. We got a full board. Oh, but of course, we have two bad candidates. Pick your choice. They're both bad. Okay?
Okay, just go ahead and make one more comment.
Sure, though. Go ahead.
Okay, the gentleman that was on just fired me. I caught just back end about United States being judged. Of course, it's got to be judged. The whole world is going to be judged.
You're absolutely right. And because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And until
absolutely.
You understand this is a spiritual battle, nothing makes sense. God bless you. Thanks so much. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Durand. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Hello. Thanks for hearing me. I try to think logically, and I'm wondering about Hezbollah versus Hamas. I don't know if you know, or if anybody does, how often has Hezbollah attacked Israel versus Hamas?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night, and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations, and you hear people calling in tonight, they're calling in, of course, from upstate New York and from state of Washington. They're calling in from Detroit and Michigan and Illinois. People all across the country are listening to our programs. I wish we were a lot more stations. But we're limited by certainly our income. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. And believe me, I don't take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. We do what we do full-time because we want to reach as many people with the truth as we can in the time allotted to us. Now, this is the time I also need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is going to be putting on a seminar at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's going to be on the 21st of October. That's a week from Sunday. We're going to, of course, start at 8:15 in the morning. We're going to go to 6 in the evening. We're bringing in speakers from across the country, some really great speakers. And suddenly I have a chance to talk to a lot of people, and I've picked some people I think are very, very articulate, who have an important message. And so, of course, we have to have your, Sydney, know you're coming. You have to have reservations because you're going to be serving lunch. And they have to know how many people are going to be there so they can prepare the lunches for us. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you have other people who really aren't certain what's going on and you'd like to introduce to these concepts that we put forward in this program, and that is that we're truly involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, economic, financial battlefield, but it's primarily a spiritual battle. If you agree with that and you'd like to get others to come and hear our program, why, of course, it's October the 21st, a week from Sunday, and you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it's an excellent introduction to what we're talking about. Then we have a talk called The Dark Secret. another on the Forbidden Secret and their syllabuses with both of those. Of course, you can hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness on DVD, although we recommend the book simply because it gives you all the references. Or if you'd like to get the book and the DVD and an audio tape, they call it the Brotherhood of Darkness Special, and it certainly would give you the information. I know people have listened to this 4 or 5 times to get the information down and then to begin to build on that information, and this is what we need. Now, of course, we hope that you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can listen to our radio programs. They're live 4 hours a day there. There's another program in the morning, but it's not posted on our website. But you can listen live 4 hours a day and then archive programs the rest of the time. And we have archive programs. Of course, we have our satellite feed where you'll hear Joyce Riley and a couple of our other friends on this 24-hour satellite feed. You can hear us certainly on an iPhone, an iPad, by cell phone, and on, certainly on if you have a laptop computer, you can go to radioliberty.com and listen to our programs. And certainly you can hear us on a KU satellite, that we do have a shortwave program in the afternoon. But we hope you'll get our information and begin disseminating it across America. Again, the website is radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com. And then, of course, you can listen to our programs, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters going back many years now at the present time. Why William Grieg is writing our newsletter, just, I had to take a step back at 83. Why? I not as much ambition as I used to have. And the important thing is to stay on this radio, on these stations as long as we can, as long as God gives me the strength, because it's vitally important that people begin to understand what indeed is going on today. And you're not going to be able to get that from most programs, certainly not from television. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection, our number 1-800-544-8927.
For a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean wide with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Jill Vecchio, who's a radiologist, and she's in Colorado and in the Denver area. But basically, I heard her talk about a month ago at a conference I attended there in Denver. And she had a talk on Obamacare. And she's studied this, she's put together a great program, and I felt that it was vitally important that our listeners out there know what is really in the bill. Most of us haven't read the bill, I haven't had time to read it, but Dr. Vecchio has, and she has a great deal of knowledge. You need to know what's in that legislation so you can speak intelligently in criticism of it. Dr. Jill Vecchio, thank you so very much for being with us.
Hello, Dr. Stan. It's great to hear your voice again.
Well, please, you go ahead and you just tell us what is wrong with this program. What's wrong with having the government help people by providing medical care for them?
Oh, gosh, you know, where do you start?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, believe me, when I ask that question, I do it with tongue in cheek. But
right.
I want you to certainly, a lot of people, if they never thought of it, will say, well, shouldn't everybody have medical care? I mean, we don't want people dying because they can't get medical care. But basically, of course, we have to understand it is not the function of the federal government to provide medical care. If there are problems or people who are really destitute, they should be taken care of at the local level like it was 50 years ago when I first became a doctor, 60 years ago when I first became a doctor. And nobody went without medical care at that time. People are going without medical care today because government has gotten into this mess and it's only going to get worse. Dr. Vecchio, you pick the story up and you tell our listeners what's wrong with Obamacare.
Well, you made some perfect points that I can just play off of. In the first place, really it's a matter of health insurance because we don't turn people away at the emergency room. We don't leave people to die on the street. You know, if they present themselves for care, we are obligated to care for them. Now, a lot of the time, we don't get paid for that. You know, you hear people say, well, the free market hasn't worked in healthcare, and healthcare is broken because of the free market, and that's so not true. We haven't had a free market in healthcare, like you said, for 50 or 60 years. The problems in healthcare really started when the government started getting involved. So when the government passed Medicare, and then they got involved with Medicaid, and actually Medicare and Medicaid are forms of government price fixing. All of the reimbursement through government programs or through private insurance is all based on Medicare reimbursement, and that's set by the government. So the government sets the price, and then we have this black hole of the insurance companies and so forth. People don't have skin in the game anymore. They don't know what things cost, so they can utilize, and the reimbursements to physicians are all based on Medicare reimbursement. For instance, when we, as you know, you're a physician, when we contract with a third-party payer like Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, those insurance companies know that we lose money or at best break even when we see Medicare and Medicaid patients. So for private insurance companies, they'll pay us a little bit more for, say, I'm a radiologist, so I use radiology examples, so like a CAT scan. So they'll pay us more than Medicare reimbursement because they know that we have to stay in business. Now, Medicare, we make money some of the time, we lose money some of the time. Most of the time, we pretty much break even on Medicare patients. So, you know, you can't stay in business by only seeing Medicare patients.
And I can remember when I first went to medical practice in 1960, my regular office visit was $4, a consultation was $25. Today, of course, it'll be $100 for a regular visit.
Right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stan, our guest is Dr. Jill Vecchio, and we're talking about certainly Obamacare. She's a radiologist, simply pointing out that basically about 45% of the patients in the emergency rooms will be Medicare, 25% will be Medicaid. Basically, of course, then the 15% or more that don't have any insurance, about 20% of the people have to pay all the expenses because, of course, the hospital loses money on the Medicare and Medicaid patients, on most of them. And so basically what they've done is drive up the cost of insurance and private health care to subsidize the government health care. And the average individual doesn't understand that. It's really wonderful when you're on Medicare, you don't have any expenses at all. But who's putting up the money? Why the people out there who are paying for their own health care are subsidizing many retired individuals who could afford their own health care, but they're not even allowed. I, as a senior citizen, cannot buy a private health care insurance policy. I have to have Medicare. That's what people don't understand. This whole thing is rigged and is rigged to be destroyed, to bring in what I believe is going to be a program that is going to be designed to kill off the elderly and, of course, deprive people of quality health care. Dr. Vecchio, you go ahead, and I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that you brought that up, there are actually two philosophies. Two basic philosophies of healthcare that I talk about. One is Hippocrates and one is Plato. And we all have heard of the Hippocratic Oath that I took when I graduated from medical school, and they're still doing it. And Hippocrates believed that life was sacred from conception through infirmity and death, and that physicians had the duty to care for people in all stages of life. Plato, on the other hand, apparently believed that the very young and the very old weren't worth spending scarce resources on. That we should keep our medical care resources invested in people that were young and healthy and could contribute to society with really no regard for what they may have contributed already to society in the past. So really Plato believed that people somewhere between the ages of like 10 and 50 or 15 and 50 years old were the ones where the resources should be focused. Well, you know, you think, well, you know, sure, you know, how does that apply to the United States? Ezekiel Emanuel is a physician who is the brother of Rahm Emanuel, who was President Obama's first chief of staff. And Ezekiel Emanuel believes firmly in the Plato belief, and he is President Obama's health policy advisor. He has written multiple editorials that have been published, unfortunately, in otherwise well-respected medical journals, which I think is kind of pathetic that the medical journals would, I mean, some of them haven't even been editorial. Some of them have been published in these journals as if they are real research. And so Ezekiel Emanuel, honestly, he's been quoted as saying there's if you discriminate based on age, that's not really discrimination. And we have to cut corners somewhere. And Donald Berwick, who President Obama appointed when Senate was out of session, he made an appointment. Donald Berwick is a physician that did work with the United Kingdom's healthcare system, which is a socialized healthcare system. And he was actually, Dr. Berwick was honored by Queen Elizabeth for his work with that system. So he is very well acquainted with it and is crazy about the UK healthcare system. And he was appointed to be in charge of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services under President Obama. So, he didn't pass his Senate. He actually bowed out when it was time for his Senate hearings for confirmation. But he was in place for 18 months and he believed in healthcare rationing, especially for the elderly. In the law, there is a thing called comparative effectiveness that's been used in the United Kingdom for many years. And basically, it assigns a dollar value to every year of a patient's life, and they multiply that by the number of years that patient is expected to live based on their diagnosis. And if the total number of the number of years multiplied by the value of each year of human life exceeds the if your treatment cost exceeds that number, then you don't get the treatment. It's not like you get part of it, you just don't get it at all. In the United Kingdom until a few months ago, if you were over 55, you didn't get dialysis. And you and I, and I think everybody knows, what happens if you have kidney failure and you don't get access to dialysis, you die. And comparative effectiveness was actually in the stimulus bill. It was reinstituted in the healthcare law, in Obamacare, and they fully intend to use it. They're also going to use the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force guidelines. They're going to use those task forces to determine treatment guidelines that every physician will have to follow, and these physicians will be reimbursed or not based on how well they follow those guidelines. So the government and government bureaucrats, not practicing physicians in those specialties, they will tell us as physicians exactly what options we have to treat a patient or what diagnostic tests we're allowed to do. And if we don't obey those rules, then we are punished. So, and some of those punishments could potentially be very harsh. So, if you think a government bureaucrat can decide what's best for you better than you and your physician can, I guess I don't have anything to say to you. move to a socialized medicine country and just, wow, have at it. But I think most people are very disturbed at the idea that a government bureaucrat will be making decisions about their life.
And I agree with you totally. And I think people have to understand that basically this is the loss of all freedom. This is the loss of your ability to do what you want to and to actually loss of your ability to access medical care. And basically, the very young, the very old will be restricted in access to medical care. People cannot believe that the whole idea of socialized medicine is to limit access to care. It's all put forward, oh, we want to help the people. No, they don't, ladies and gentlemen. There's only a certain limited amount of money, and they want to ration access to health care and destroy what was once the finest health care delivery system in the world. And that was the health care delivery system I was raised in that no longer exists today. Because, of course, Medicare and Medicaid and the other government programs have effectively destroyed the practice of medicine in America, driven prices up beyond understanding. I mean, basically, the price of medicine today is absolutely ridiculous, and that's what they want. I mean, I remember one time going into the hospital for a minor surgical procedure. I think I was there for 3 or 4 hours. The bill was $5,000, and I didn't even get a meal. Go right ahead.
Right, exactly. Well, and I think a couple of things that your listeners should understand. Number one, I've asked physicians around the country when I speak, how much of your overhead cost or how much of the cost of running your practice is spent on complying with government regulations and coding so that you get paid for your services. You have to use these certain codes that have to match up in order for you to get reimbursed from third-party payers and the government program. And these doctors have said, oh, between 5 and 40% of my overhead. Now, if you wanted to decrease health care costs, get rid of unnecessary government regulations and get rid of that ridiculous coding system that is nothing more than a way for the government to control what we do and to try to limit how much payment they give for services that we really do provide. I mean, there's really, they make it sound like there is so much fraud. But you know what? Honestly, Medicare fraud. If I overcharge a patient for something, certainly that's Medicare fraud. If it's a Medicare patient, that's Medicare fraud. But if I undercharge a patient, that's also Medicare fraud. If I, according to the government, if I have a coder, you hire professional people that do these codes because it's so complicated system. So if my coder transposes two numbers or puts a decimal point in the wrong place when they're doing the code, technically that's Medicare fraud. It's just insane the way that they define these things and they make it sound like every physician is a criminal. You know, we're just trying to make do here. We're trying to get through the system and get paid for the services that we are honestly providing, and it can be very, very difficult sometimes. So you want to talk about decreasing health care costs, get rid of some of that stuff. And you could decrease health care costs, you know, very quickly by probably 30%. One of the other things that I haven't mentioned yet is when people say, well, don't you want everyone to have health insurance? Of course we'd like to have, for everyone to have health insurance. But Obamacare doesn't give everyone health insurance. Even if everything worked perfectly according to this law and the way it's written and everybody complied with all the rules and regulations, even if everything was perfect, the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that 30 million people would still not have health insurance.
30 million people would still not have health insurance.
Right.
They never tell us that, though, when they're phrasing this wonderful idea of it, providing for the people. Go ahead.
And this is coming from the Congressional Budget Office, which is a nonpartisan congressional entity. I mean, so they don't have a stake in this. And they initially said 22 million. Now it's up to 30 million people. And actually, because the premium cost for the Obamacare policies are so high, there are thousands of employers who are going to stop offering insurance to their employees. So you may end up with up to 50 million more people that lose their insurance through their employer because the employer can't afford the premium. So,
there's a lot of companies are just going to quit hiring people, as many as they can. They're going to have to cut back on the number of people that they employ because they can't afford the health insurance. Ladies and gentlemen, basically there's no program facing America today that a new government program won't make worse. Go right ahead.
That's so true, exactly. So, yeah, the government they've done so many things along the way to create this problem. There's no way that you can think that the government is going to solve it. It's just not. Now, one of the other things...
Well, hold that thought for just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Jill Meschio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Dr. Stan and Sydney, there was a report that came out in the year 2000 that said America was ranked somewhere in the... we used to be at the very top of medical care in the world, but now we're down in the high 30s or early 40s. You know, as far as the rest of the world is concerned, but certainly it had nothing to do with the way we practice medicine here. It had to do with the way medicine was financed, and the people who actually came up with this report in the year 2000 had an agenda, and that was to say what terrible medicine we had in the United States, and the solution was more government control. Ladies and gentlemen, we would not have a problem in medicine today if it weren't for government. I practiced in those days, certainly I graduated from medical school, 1952. I opened my medical practice in 1960, and for the first 10 years, it was wonderful. The power of the government was limited, and we could do what was best for the patients. Well, we started getting Medicare in 1965, but it was still pretty good. Government didn't tell us what to do. We were well paid. We were paid for a lot of the people who previously would taken care of for nothing, and we would have continued taking care of them for nothing, but government insisted they were on their program, and after all, the money was there. And of course, basically, of course, this was simply to get the doctors into the program. So eventually they could begin, of course, to raise the prices, to limit the payment to the doctors, and eventually to control the practice of medicine. And down the line, it's going to be to ration access to health care and kill off the elderly because there are too many older people. We have pensions for them, and basically we do not have the money right now. We would have 56 million Americans on Social Security, and we're putting out about almost $700 billion a year for that 56 million people. But down the line, certainly within the next 19 years, another 79 million people are going to retire. Where's the money coming for them for their Social Security? Where's the money coming from for the Medicare we promised to give them? We're going to have to kill off the elderly. When you understand that, you understand the foundation of Obamacare. Go right ahead, Dr. McHugh.
Well, I think that's an excellent point. And I think, you brought up the Constitution several times. And, let's talk about the 10th Amendment for a minute, because the 10th Amendment says that any powers not specifically enumerated to the federal government lie with the states and the people. Not just with the states, but with the states and the people. So according to healthcare was not among the enumerated powers granted to the federal government in our Constitution. Of course, our founding fathers could never have predicted that this would be an issue. But when you really look at it, Social Security is none of the government's business. Medicare certainly is not the government's business, the federal government's business. And certainly, Obamacare violates the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. I mean, so they've tried to use the Commerce Clause over and over. And with Social Security and Medicare, when they passed, there was bipartisan support. And there were some challenges in the courts. I don't know the details of it, but, some things were knocked down and backed off on. But Obamacare is a clear violation of the 10th Amendment, in my opinion, of the Constitution. It's none of their business. They are overstepping their bounds. It's not their job. And let's face it, they stink at it. When Medicare was passed in 1965, they predicted that by 1990, it would be costing $9 billion to take care of Medicare patients. Well, the actual cost was about $70 billion. So they really weren't very good at estimating the cost. Right now, Obamacare is estimated to cost over 10 years. It started out at $900 billion when it passed, which was kind of a joke to begin with. Then it went up very quickly to $1.4 trillion. Now it's at $2.7 trillion that it's going to cost over 10 years. And that's to really, so we did pass this law because we had 50 million people that didn't have health insurance. If everything works perfectly, we'll still have 30 million people that don't have access to affordable health insurance. So for covering 20 million people, it's going to cost $2.6 trillion over 10 years. That's not much of a deal. I think that the American people, when they hear those numbers, people gloss over with numbers sometimes, but those numbers should show everyone that this is not about health care. This is about power. This is about government control of one-sixth of our economy that the health care system. One-sixth of our economy is going to be under complete government control.
And I think an awful lot of people are going to be killed because they have the death penalties, ladies and gentlemen. The death penalties are in place, and they're going to restrict access to health care for the elderly because it's too expensive, and they're going to die anyway, and that's true. But I think the individual should decide when they die, not nameless bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., who hate humanity.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well,
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
My guest is Dr. Jill Vecchio, and basically she was saying that in Massachusetts, it takes an awful long time to get to see a physician, and certainly to get a family practice a physician, sometimes 70 days, sometimes 100 days. To see a specialist, usually 70 days or more, so they're planning on passing legislation. And what is that legislation in Massachusetts? This legislation that Governor Romney certainly fully supported, the man who's running to lead our country. Of course, the choice between Romney and Obama is a choice between being shot or being hung. I don't like either alternative. But what are they doing in Massachusetts today to try to alleviate this long wait to see a doctor?
Right. So, and this has nothing to do with Governor Romney. This has been, since he's been out of office, the Democrat state legislature in Massachusetts has said that has bills pending that would require all physicians to take any and all Medicare and Medicaid patients that show up on their doorstep and accept whatever reimbursement they are offered.
Well, that's a good way to get the doctors to leave Massachusetts.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it, technically that is a form of enslavement. You know, it's unbelievable. So far, it hasn't passed the legislature, but there was an article in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago called Romney Care 2.0. So what the Massachusetts state legislature did do to control their costs, because even though they have Romney Care in place, which was a template for Obamacare, there are some very important differences. But Romney Care in Massachusetts has not controlled health care costs there at all. They have skyrocketed. Massachusetts has the highest health care costs of any state in the country, the highest, by like 27%. It's crazy. So the Massachusetts legislature, in their divine wisdom to further clamp down, will now require all providers, hospitals, doctors, and other health care providers, to register their practices or businesses with a state commission, a new state bureaucracy. That commission will monitor their finances, their contracts. They will have the authority to change a contract with a third-party payer and a provider if they think the reimbursement is too high. They'll set down quality standards like Obamacare does. They'll set down quality measures. And I use that term quality very loosely. They'll set down limitations on how much money physicians can spend on patient care, what kinds of treatments and how many kinds of these, how many of these treatments they can offer their patients and so forth. If the physicians are judged to be spending too much on health care for their patients, then the physicians will have to submit some ridiculous little improvement, quality improvement plan to the commission. If the physicians don't abide by the commission's recommendations, the fine is $500,000.
Well, I'm sure that most of the doctors will just quit practicing. You cannot practice with that sort of a situation. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is the sort of thing that happens whenever you have bureaucracies that don't, things don't work. They always, instead of cutting back on the bureaucracy, they want to expand it and they want to threaten people to make them go along with the program. I think that's a frightening thing to contemplate, because if they can get away with it in Massachusetts, they can try to get away with it across America. And pretty soon, of course, the whole practice of medicine will implode. You can't run a medical system where the doctors can neither make an income nor have to worry consistently about government coming in and fining them $500,000.
Right. You know, most doctors don't make that much money in a year. They'd be out of business with the first fine. And, you know, so with the death panels, I can get back to that. So we have the Independent Payment Advisory Board that we talked about, the comparative effectiveness that we talked about earlier in the program. Also, there was mandatory end-of-life counseling where every physician had to have a session with their patients every year after the patient turned, and I can't remember what it was, like 65 or 70 years old. The physician was supposed to sit down and discuss end-of-life planning with their patients. Now, you know, we kind of do advanced directives and things like that, and I think overall it's a good idea, but I certainly don't think the government has any business forcing me to do that with my patients. That's a ridiculous intrusion. Also, in the law, it's no longer a penalty to help someone commit suicide. That's the Kevorkian Clause, I call that. And the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force guidelines, they're not just going to give guidelines for preventive services anymore, like their name implies and what they used to do for things like prostate screening and mammography screening. They will put together a government-appointed panel to determine treatment and diagnostic guidelines for any given medical condition at the bequest of Secretary of Health and Human Services and the President. So these guidelines will essentially say, you know, it's no longer necessary to really have a physician. We can have medical assistants and physician assistants and nurses and nurse practitioners instead of doctors, because we'll have all the guidelines there for them. So, you know, we don't really need the doctors. So the fact that the doctors quit, we'll be okay with that. Or if we have foreign medical graduates that don't have nearly the level of training that American trained physicians have, that's okay. We can make do with that, because we'll be telling them what they can and can't do. So doctors doesn't really need to make those decisions anymore. It's really outrageous.
I agree with you. I think that this is a terrible thing to contemplate, but most people really don't understand. They think that maybe somehow it'll all work out in the end, without understanding that there really is what I consider a genocidal element. There are too many old people. There's not enough money. What do you do? Why? Of course, you've got to either limit the access to health care for the elderly, or simply eliminate them. That's the only two alternatives you have, because you only have a fixed amount of money. Go right ahead.
Well, and, you know, the other thing is, look at the other end of the spectrum. We also have abortion for free, sterilization, and in the law, it talks about sterilization at no charge through Obamacare for any woman of reproductive capacity. So the minute an 11-year-old girl has her first period, technically, she's eligible for free sterilization. Now, all of the morning after pills and all that stuff. So we have contraception, abortion, and sterilization that are heavily subsidized in this law. Why is that? It's the Plato thing again. You know, the fewer people we have to treat, the better. That's the only way we can make this work, is to restrict care for people. And, wow, if that means they die a little bit earlier, I mean, that's what's happening in these other countries. Canada and the UK. There's just no question about it. I tell a story about a woman in the United Kingdom, and this was told to me by a friend who is afraid of the political repercussions, if his name is known, but he was a neurosurgery resident in the United Kingdom for a while. And he tells a story about an otherwise healthy woman walking up the steps to the hospital in the UK. She slips on the steps, falls down, cracks her head. She's unconscious. They bring her into the emergency room. He evaluates her. He sees that she's having a bleed into her head. She's hemorrhaging into her head and is compressing her brain. So he needs to take her to the operating room to do an emergency surgery to save her life. The woman is 66 years old. Now, I've changed the age higher in other stories for other reasons, but at that point, it used to be 70 years old was the cutoff in the UK where you couldn't have any neurosurgery after the age of 70. But at that point, they were having physical difficulties, so they lowered the age to 65 for a period of time. So this woman was 66 years old. She fell down, literally, the timing couldn't have been worse. He's getting ready to take her to the operating room to save her life, and his boss comes up and says, stop right there. This woman is 66 years old. She is not eligible for the surgery. She goes to the recovery room. So he couldn't do a surgery that could save this otherwise healthy woman's life. They took her to the recovery room, and the staff watched her die over 3 days. This is what comparative effectiveness and their version of our independent payment advisory board and healthcare rationing, that's how it's used.
And I think it's so difficult for people to believe that this is going on in a civilized country today, but it is. This is the sort of thing that is actually happening in Great Britain today and will happen here in America within a few short years. Go right ahead.
Well, absolutely. And where will the world go for their health care? At this point, in Montana and Minnesota, they have clinics that have their prices posted in U.S. and Canadian dollars. If they're close to the Canadian border, because the Canadians, they get on these ridiculously long waiting lists to get, say, a hip replacement or a spine surgery or something. So they end up just coming across the border to the U.S. They even have brokers in Canada and the U.S. that help people put together packages for their whatever their health care needs are. They'll put together a package and give them a set price, and then they come down here and pay cash for their services. You know, So where will the world go for their high quality immediate health care? They say, oh, the quality of the health care is the same in Canada and the UK and the US because our doctors are well trained and we'll do the same. We do the same procedures and state of the art procedures. Well, I'm sorry, but a hip replacement that's done within a month of somebody wanting it versus a hip replacement that's done 2 years after they've wanted it and needed it is not the same quality. The procedure might be done the same way, but the quality cannot be considered the same. Timeliness is an element of quality.
I certainly agree with you, and I think that, of course, what will happen is we will have private healthcare centers opening certainly all across, if not here in the United States, and down in Mexico. And I think the time will come when older citizens, senior citizens who can afford it, will go elsewhere for the health care because they are intent upon destroying what was once the finest health care system in the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about Medicare. You know, you can't collect your Social Security check unless you are enrolled in Medicare Part A. And Medicare Part B, Medicare Advantage, also, this is an important thing for people to hear, too, and they Romney brought it out in the first presidential debate. Obamacare is the only health care reform plan being proposed by anyone that decreases benefits to current Medicare recipients. The only one, and it's cutting $716 billion out of Medicare. a good portion of that, $156 billion of that, will come out of Medicare, will come out of Medicare Advantage, Part B. That will essentially, because right now Medicare Part B, Medicare Advantage is essentially government subsidized private insurance for Medicare patients. So the reimbursements to physicians are a little bit higher and the coverages are more extensive than regular Medicare. So if the premium subsidy payments to Medicare Advantage from the federal government go away, Medicare Advantage premiums will be too expensive for seniors to afford, and most people think that Medicare Advantage will go away, and that's going to affect about 8 million seniors. So who bought on to this whole thing? Let's follow the money for a second. The AARP, American Association of Retired Persons, claiming to represent and lobby on behalf of the elderly, bought into Obamacare with both feet. They jumped in because if Medicare Advantage goes away, AARP stands to make billions of dollars from selling Medicare supplement insurance. So, you know, it's been a web of cronyism and greed and self-serving agendas throughout this healthcare law.
But I think in the final analysis, the elderly are going to be actively deprived of health care, and an awful lot of senior citizens are going to die. Certainly, when you get to be a certain age, why you're not so concerned about death, but that should be the individual's decision, not a decision that's made by bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., several thousand miles away. Every case is different. Some people are decrepit at 83. Others of us, like myself, are bright and cheerful and certainly at least able to get around still. So basically, age is an individual thing. You cannot generalize. But that's what they want to do. They want to say, over 65 or 70, you can't get neurosurgery because you're going to die anyway. That's absolutely true. You're going to die sooner or later. But they want you to die sooner, because, of course, you're too expensive to keep alive and to pay pensions to and provide health care for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly diabolical. Go right ahead, Dr. Vecchio.
Well, I think, you know, and people, you mentioned that earlier. People think, well, this would never happen in the United States. Well, it kind of already has. We have the VA hospital system, Veterans Administration hospital system. So this is where people who have risked their lives to protect our freedoms as Americans are sent into the VA hospital system. Now, I did a lot of training in the VA hospital system during medical school and residency, so I know what I'm talking about. I have friends that are still surgeons at the VA hospital. The VA hospital is manned by government employees. Now, understand that it takes an act of God to get rid of a government employee. So these people know they can't lose their jobs. Consider the customer service. There is no customer service. We at the time that I was there, we had a lot of Vietnam vets that were in their 40s. And they, I mean, problems with Agent Orange. These military veterans had been exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam. It took them years to get what they call service connected, where the government would agree that maybe they had done something that was responsible for the problems that these people were having, the medical problems, and that therefore the government would pay 100% of their health care costs. So, I mean, our veterans have gone through hoops and bureaucracy for up to years to try and get appropriate care through the VA hospital system. Right now, a friend of mine is a neurosurgeon at the VA, and she said that there is an 18-month waiting list for a hip replacement.
18 months waiting.
That's Canada. That is here right now. This right. is our government, we already have government run healthcare. It's the VA system, and it doesn't work.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're really up against. You really ought to get a copy of this tape and listen to it several times. And Dr. Vecchio, do you have anything written, a website people could go to get more information?
I do. I have it's a blog spot. A friend of mine started it for me so I could post everything in one place.
What is it?
It's J-Q. So it's Jack Queen, J-Q Vecchio, and it's V as in Victor, E-C-C-H-I-O, dot blogspot, B-L-O-G-S.
You already know that calcium is important.
Okay,
but did
fine.
You know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Because they help direct and remind me of different things.
God bless.
And so many areas to cover.
Well, it's been a real pleasure having you with us. One more time, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your blog.
Okay, it's J-Q Vecchio, V as in Victor, E-C-C-H-I-O, .blogspot.com. And I did a series of YouTube videos, a 7-segment series. Each one is about 11 minutes long, so watch them one at a time. Send the links on Facebook, send them to your email, friends. And then I have all the commentaries. I've been doing commentaries on national radio for Crawford Broadcasting. And I will eventually, I'm up to 50 commentaries that I'll have on there in the next couple days. I'll be up to 50.
God bless you for what you're doing. It's so vitally important. We've got to sound the warning for the American people before it's too late. God bless and thanks so much.
Thank you, too. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Okay. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our program this evening. And basically, you have to understand that this is your life that's under attack. There really are people who hate humanity, and they want to be able to control human life. And they don't care. They do not believe life is a unique and divine institution made so that each of us is made in the image and likeness of God. These people hate God, they hate America, they hate humanity, and they want to kill them off. This is not imaginary, this is real. When you understand that, it begins to make sense. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what this is about. Now, I do need to remind you, we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October, and we're going to be bringing in speakers from across the country. And basically, it's going to start at 8:15 in the morning, going to go to 6 o'clock in the evening. We do hope that you're going to be able to come. You're going to have reservations because we're going to be serving lunch, and we have to know how many people are going to be there. But, of course, it's on the 21st of October. That's a week from Sunday. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to give us a call and make your reservations, and try to bring other people. We'd like to get a, it looks like we're going to have a good crowd, but we'd like to get certainly every seat taken. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. It's vitally important that you know what's going on in the world today. There is an organized effort to change America. We have people coming from, I have Ambassador Henry Cooper coming, an internationally known expert on many subjects having to do with defense, but he's going to talk on the real danger of an EMP attack. Lynn Marzulli is going to be here, certainly one of the best informed people I know. On the basis of the spiritual battle, he'll be discussing the spiritual battle that is going on in the world today. There's new federal legislation on education. Certainly Barrett Schultz will be here. Certainly Michael Shaw will be talking on Agenda 21, the overall plan. And we're going to give everybody lots of time to talk. You're not going to have to cut your talk short, and you'll find it fascinating. So that's October 21st. Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the Central Coast of California. And to get your reservations, it has to be done this week. The last day for reservations will be next Monday because, of course, that we have to have the golf course know how many people are going to be there for lunch. So it's 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have a lot of DVDs there. You can watch for nothing. We have another segment called certainly videos on the internet, and they're basically YouTube and other DVDs I've seen that I think are important. And then, of course, we have my newsletters there, and they go back pretty close to 20 years. We can listen to our radio programs there, certainly live or archived at RadioLiberty.com. And so we hope you'll go there, you'll get the information, you'll tell others, and then you'll begin to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And, of course, we hope that you'll pray for America, that you'll pray for our leaders, our ministers, pray for revival, pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Leffler. But please remember my ministry, Radio Liberty. Pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.